A lot of positive emotions, and for me to come back and run a program that means so much to me and my family is something that that really it's hard to put into words, and it's something that I've always dreamed for, and I'm just excited to get things going.
I would imagine the reaction from the fans will continue to build, but to have one of their own favorites, you and your brother played hockey here at Elmira, it almost seems like maybe almost a quarter of your adult life has been spent here, so you know a little bit about the community, you know a whole bunch about the hockey program, and with all that being said, moving ahead, what do you anticipate? What are your expectations with the program?
Well, the program has done such a great job, you know, under Coach Siklarski, and has put it back on the elite level, and we hope to continue to do that. But obviously, you know, talking with Coach Jackson and I, you know, as two alums, we there's nothing more than we would want is to bring a national championship here for the men's program. We've been real close a couple times, and we're really looking forward to, you know, trying to win that national championship. And it seems like it's been you know, a lot of years, you know, with coming so close, and we just hope that, you know, that's our ultimate goal, is to get back to the Final Four and try to win that national championship.
And we'd ask you too, Aaron, to talk about your conversation with the current players, and of course you've got recruits coming in, and it looks like everything is pretty solid in place.
Yeah, everybody's in place. We have all the recruits locked up for next year, and we're waiting on one more possibly. He may return back to a junior program, but we're not sure at this point. We did talk to all of the returning players, and they're extremely excited to get going, and it's just going to be a fresh start, something new, and hopefully we can build some momentum right from the start of the season.
So it's a situation where Elmira has prided itself on defense and so forth. The offense sometimes takes care of itself. Where do you see all this coming together?
Well, I know offensively our forwards are extremely skilled, and that's exciting to work with players who have the skill to do the things that you want to do. But obviously, you know, when you're looking at championships and trying to get back to the Final Four, you know, you have to be able to play in your own end and defend your end, and those are things that we're going to work on.
You know, some school of thought, some folks said that Newman College came out of nowhere. They had a great year last year. So here you are, a young man looking in from the outside. Now you're inside, kind of looking out. Do you think maybe the success of the Newman program will take a little bit of pressure, if there is such a thing, off the Elmira program, and you can basically, the team can go on its day-to-day workouts?
Yeah, I mean, with Newman, they had an incredible run last year. I think they had 11 or 12 seniors, you know, on their team, and I think those seniors just, you know, binded together and were great down the stretch, and, you know, so they've got definitely some work to do for next year with recruits. I mean, with us, we didn't lose a whole lot. We have a lot of majority of our players coming back, so we're hoping that, you know, right from the get-go we can get things to a certain level and continue that, and who knows, maybe make a run like Newman did last year.
And we'll take a look at the program from top to bottom with you as head coach, and Dean Jackson, who certainly has a history with this program, and then Gary Archambault with the JV level. What does that mean?
Well, obviously, we're very proud, you know, as coaches, to come back to your alma mater and get a chance to coach where you played. You know, there's not too many coaches in NCAA hockey who can say that, and we have three of them. So, you know, I think it's a unique situation, something that I don't even know if it's ever been done before, maybe something we can look up, but, you know, we're looking forward to working together in the fall.